On Midwest Week, our annual summer theater preview. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest, as always, is Mike Schultz, arts editor for the River City's Reader. So, Mike, let's start maybe with the big shows, the big stages, big casts. What can we look forward to?
Sure, yeah. Well, as per usual, there are a lot of big shows with big casts. Quad City Music Guild is currently doing Beauty and the Beast. It'll be opening on the 14th. And then they have 42nd Street and the musical version of Sister Act coming up. So all gigantic ones. Mm. Over at Circa 21, they've got an Irving Berlin musical, Holiday Inn, that's running through the middle of July, based on an old movie from the 40s, I believe.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah, Bing Crosby. Classic, and a lot of great songs there, of course. And as per usual, there's a new venue, the Spotlight Theater in Moline, that does a lot of big musicals, and they're doing one called The Spitfire Grill, which is based on a 90s movie, and Matilda, the musical based on a Roald Dahl story, which won a bunch of Tonys a few years back. So some gigantic ones coming up for sure.
And how about Timberlake? They have a big, I remember, they have a huge stage.
They have a huge season. Yeah, they added a show, actually. So it kind of started the first week of June, and it's going to the end of August, and they have The Little Mermaid, Disney classic, of course. You have Man of La Mancha and the ABBA musical Mamma Mia is coming up, and Steel Magnolias and Into the Woods. I mean, oh my gosh, that's a gigantic lineup. Yeah. Good for them. I love that place.
And I remember a million years ago seeing basically a two-man show at Timberlake Equus.
Oh, you know, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Somehow they made the large stage a little bit smaller.
Made the jump, for sure.
And we can't neglect the Clinton Showboat.
No, they've got a great, they've got a really interesting season. They are doing their British Invasion season. So they have Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which is a recent Tony winner as well. But also Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit is there, and The Who's Tommy, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor, blah, 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 is there. It's all shows by British authors and British composers. So they've got a pretty cool theme this year.
How long does it usually take for something that's big on Broadway to be able to be done by local groups like this?
Yeah, they all have different rules as far as how that goes. You can go to a certain theater that has this many seats, or you can go to a theater that has a live orchestra as opposed to canned music. They kind of all have their own rules. And then there's things like the Book of Mormon, for instance, that theaters are still waiting to see, in Hamilton. We're going to be waiting a while still until anyone can do that around here. So it's all kind of hit and miss. But when they become available, you might notice they become available for everybody. And so when you get Les Miserables, for instance, available, you'll get it done by four different companies in a year.
Yeah,
so
all in the same area.
Right.
Now, we also have a whole lot of small, sometimes experimental groups. What do they have on tap this year?
We've got, New Ground Theater has a kind of a four-character drama called A Dog's House, which is all about what happens when a neighbor's dog bites another neighbor's dog and the ramifications of that coming up.
Okay.
Genesius Guild, of course, always does classical theater in the park, and they've got a great lineup with Euripides' The Bacchae and Aristophanes' Ecclesia Zeuse, which I just love being able to pronounce without screwing up.
It's always phonetic when we have to say it.
Exactly right, yes. And Playcrafters has some really interesting titles. They've started a new a series called the Barn Owl series, where they just do one weekend runs of kind of more modern works. And they've got a great one called She Kills Monsters coming in August, which is all about D&D and fantasy lives of young people. And it's a kind of a big visual effects extravaganza. It's really something else.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And now, do you have a candidate for this year's most bizarre, interesting, or out of the ordinary show? Remembering in past years, Urinetown and Reefer Madness.
Yes, I absolutely do remember those. Those are, those
it's hard
were
to
great.
Beat those two.
It really, really is. And She Kills Monsters would probably be on my list, but I would also say The 39 Steps is being done at Richmond Hill. If you haven't seen that, that's great. They take the Hitchcock movie and have it all performed, but as a slapstick with five people playing roughly 75 characters between them. It's insanity. It's a lot of switching of hats and switching of props, and it's great fun.
Okay, so Alfred Hitchcock as slapstick. I'm trying
exactly.
to wrap my head around
it's,
this
It's
way.
Hard to wrap around because they don't really change the script to make it funnier, but what's funny is the speed with which somebody becomes a train conductor and then a cop and then a victim and et cetera, et cetera. It's a blast. It's really great.
I remember many years ago I saw Midsummer Night's Dream done by a group from the Guthrie Theater.
Okay.
And they had five or six people doing everything.
Oh, it's amazing.
It can be done.
It reinvents those classics in really interesting ways for you. Yeah.
Okay, 39 Steps of Sled. Okay, I'll be thinking about that for a while.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great show.
Now, one of the groups that's just here for the third season is Mississippi Bend Players.
Yes.
Remind us who they are and what they're going to be doing.
Absolutely. This is a professional regional summer stock company in the Quad Cities, the only one, actually. I have the pleasure of serving as producing artistic director Director for the second year in a row. Mm-hmm. They are located at, we perform out of the Berner Theater at Augustana, actually, right across the street. Mm-hmm. And we've got a fantastic season, if I do say so myself.
Of course.
We are opening our season with on the 14th with Biloxi Blues, which is a Tony-winning Neil Simon comedy from 1985, set in an mm-hmm. army barracks in 1943. And then we're going to be producing A Green River, which is a really kind of intense psychological drama about a young man returning from overseas. And we're ending with a big old tap dancing musical, Dames at Sea, which is the show that kind of launched Bernadette Peters' career back in the mm-hmm. 60s. I'm not sure it's ever been done in the Quad Cities before. I've done some research and can't find it being done anywhere. So we're kind of thrilled to be able to present that, at least for the first time in 30-odd years. So
is there a lot of tap dancing talent here in the Quad Cities?
There is plenty of tap dancing talent, absolutely. I should mention, of course, Music Guild that's doing 42nd Street. I mean, mm-hmm. so we're going to see probably 30 or 40 tap dancers all in one show over there. So, yeah.
Oh, my. Okay.
A lot of talent.
So, since you're one of the people behind the Mississippi Players, mm-hmm. how did you pick those particular shows? Or in general, what are you looking for each summer?
That one was interesting because this year they're all kind of military themed, of course. Biloxi mm-hmm. and Green River for sure. And Dames at Sea also has its leading songwriter is also a sailor during the 1930s. And it started by looking for an original work that we wanted to do for the first time as a professional production, which was Green River. Mm-hmm. We had done Brighton Beach Memoirs, Neil Simon's play, a couple years ago, and knew we wanted to do the sequel. And so once you have two military-themed shows, it seems silly. You can't go to Thoroughly Modern Millie, really, from that. And so we started searching for some possible military-themed musicals and landed on Dames at Sea.
Dames at Sea, okay.
Yeah,
so there's something a little lighter in that lineup.
Exactly. We end with light this year.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what... Mike, have we ever figured out why there's so much available in this area, not just during the summer, but all year round?
It is kind of ridiculous, isn't it, how many companies there are? I mean, somewhere like 15 or 16, if you include colleges. Mm. I don't know how all these artistic folks all kind of gravitated towards the same area, but I could not be happier that they did. There's a wide variety. Every unique venue has kind of a unique audience, and those audiences check out other things. It's just really alive with theater, and dumb luck, I guess. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be happier about it, though.
And where do the actors usually come from? I mean, is it college students or it's just a whole lot of people moonlighting on
weekends?
Sure.
Well, it's a little bit of everything. For the Mississippi Bend Players, for instance, we employ regional actors and also recent college graduates, and we have a high schooler in the show. But that's also the same, I would say, at most companies around here. Circa 21, of course, employs a lot of local actors, but also hires out of New York. And the summer theater programs at Clinton and Timberlake get a lot of regional actors from colleges throughout the country. So it's a nice variety, a chance for everybody to kind of mingle in the same theatrical melting pot, mm-hmm. I guess.
And how far ahead is all of this being done? I mean, have people planned their season for next year already?
There are a few, for mm-hmm. sure. Yes, ours, for instance, was decided, I want to say, in September of last year. And I know Playcrafters in Richmond Hill, for instance, have their seasons down by about August. Circa 21 will be announcing its new season within minutes, I would imagine. So, yeah, it's all depends on the individual theater and when they choose to announce.
So you can't tell us what you're planning for a year from now
yet? I would love to. I can't. I don't know myself.